106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Some discussion on the Bow Valley Community Connection page, a letter to the editor in the Outlook this week. Photo Radar is back in the news, specifically an area where the photo contractor has been ticketing a lot of people, according to the thread on the Community Connection, sometimes like multiple times per day. On that Bridge Road area, you know, where it's 30 kilometers an hour, then it transitions to 50 kilometers an hour. I guess some people have been seeing the 50 sign saying, well, I guess I can speed up. We're past that narrow bridge area. And no, the contractor gets ya.
When I read the legislation that deals with photo radar, transition zones are a sticky point for me. Legally speaking, what is the speed you should be going if the last sign you saw was 30 and the next sign you see is 50? When does one start and when does one end?
Mm-hmm.
I think from a legal perspective, it would be really hard to argue that there is an actual line on the ground. So that is why photo radar operators should not be issuing tickets in transition zones.
Well, exactly. I mean, photo radar, the reason that is given for it is supposed to be a public safety thing. It's getting people to slow down. But when you're doing it in a transition zone where people are obviously speeding up because they think they can at that point in time, then it's just a cash grab.
The municipal perspective, photo radar is there for safety.
Yeah.
From the contractor's perspective, photo radar is there to make revenue.
And apparently he's been making a lot of revenue.
When we think about the Bow River Bridge, there are some issues with safety when it comes to cycling and pedestrians, and cars should be going slower in that area. But it's a very busy thoroughfare.
Yeah.
So if I'm spending all my time looking at my speedometer, making sure I'm at 29 instead of 31, because heaven forbid I be 2 or 3 kilometers over and get a photo radar ticket, I'm not paying attention to what's happening around me. And that's right. The subject of the letter to the editor this week. When it comes to photo radar increasing safety, the last time this issue came up at council, our friend, Mayor John Borrowman, asked the question, is there information to show that our roads are safer? The response was that speeding is down. To say that speeding is down is proof that roads are safer to justify photo radar, to me, is a bit of a tautological argument. It justifies itself. Speeding is down because people don't want to get fined. But does that make the road safer? I'm not sure.
Right. Discussion on the Community Connection page, and I don't want to get too much into this, is about, you know, the accuracy of what's on a photo tick art. It has to be exactly accurate. And there's some question as to whether the location of these tickets that was printed on the ticket is the actual location that people were going. So again, I don't really want to comment too much on that. I don't know, you know, the exact details and the legality. But if you want to be part of that conversation, it's a very active thread right now in Bow Valley Community Connection.